T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Congress still working on a new pandemic relief bill. We have the story.
Kansas counties with mask mandates show a steep decline of COVID-19 cases. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Dr. Roger Marshall comments on his Senate primary victory. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Once again, we'll have a complex of thunderstorms moving nearby that could spread in a few showers and thunderstorms, but our chance is less than 20%. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats want to pass a sweeping coronavirus relief bill that addresses all the needs of the American people.
To have a skinny little bill to say we'll just pick one or two things and do those and walk away from all the other responsibilities when we are in a deep recession, when we are in a major health crisis, is not living up to our obligations to the American people.
Democrats and Republicans are struggling to strike a deal after Republicans introduced a package that would cut emergency federal unemployment benefits by two-thirds, something Democrats say they won't stand for.
Kansas Health Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths are beginning to trend downward.
Dr. Norman said Wednesday that the Kansas counties that have mask orders are seeing the most improvement.
The counties that have adopted the masks, for the most part, are getting quite good at wearing masks. Businesses are adopting mask requirements in much larger numbers than they have in the past, which, by the way, is a successful business strategy.
He says that the overall statewide numbers of new cases is favorable, but that the reduction in new cases is entirely in the counties requiring masks. Those counties make up about two-thirds of the state's population. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
U.S. Representative Dr. Roger Marshall was victorious in the Republican primary election Tuesday. He'll advance to run for the U.S. Senate in Kansas in November. Marshall tells KNSS News what he's heard from the people of Kansas while campaigning.
What does the new normal look like? Kansans want their kids back to school. They want to do it in a safe and responsible fashion. They want their American dream back. They want their jobs back. And really, they'd be happy for the federal government just to leave us alone. But we need a strong economy. We need national security, some of those things. But they really just want their American dream back.
Dr. Marshall was a guest with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Because of the pandemic, Democrats have canceled their in-person national convention slated for Milwaukee this month. Fox's Brian Yanis reports.
Vice President Joe Biden will now address the nation and accept the Democratic nomination via video from his home state in Delaware. After ongoing consultation with public health officials and experts, the DNC concluded convention speakers should no longer travel to Milwaukee, quote, in order to prevent risking the health of our host community, as well as the convention's production team, security officials, community partners, media, and others necessary to orchestrate the event. Biden's in-person convention speech would have been an opportunity to counter critics who not only claim Biden is hiding from scrutiny, but also who question his cognitive abilities.
The convention will be held virtually for 2 hours each night during the course of 4 days.
A Wichita man has been formally charged in the killing of his nephew. 57-year-old David Staley is charged with voluntary manslaughter in connection with the August 2nd stabbing of 34-year-old Ryan Spate. Wichita police say Spate and Staley lived in the same house. Police say there was a party at the home and an argument occurred between Staley and Spate. and during the argument, Staley stabbed Spate, causing his fatal injuries. Staley is due back in court August 13th. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We're on to the winner's bracket semifinals at the National Baseball Congress World Series, and we'll preview that coming up in sports.
The latest COVID-19 numbers for Kansas, that's coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Sedgwick County Health Department says there have been 4,723 COVID-19 cases reported in the county now. The county's coronavirus-related deaths, number 43. State Health Department reports 29,717 COVID-19 cases in Kansas with 371 COVID-related deaths.
Social media outlets are taking action against President Trump over his comments about kids and COVID-19.
For the first time, Facebook has taken down a video clip posted by President Trump. It came from an interview he did on Fox and Friends Wednesday.
Children are almost, and I would almost say definitely, but almost immune from this disease.
To that, a Facebook spokesperson said this video includes false claims that a group of people is immune from COVID-19. The same clip was also shared by the Trump campaign, Team Trump, on Twitter. A spokesperson from Twitter told Fox News the tweet is in violation of rules on COVID-19 misinformation, and the tweet needs to be removed before they can tweet again. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The oil will continue flowing inside a controversial pipeline.
A federal appeals court has reversed a judge's order that initially shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline, pending an extensive environmental review. The higher court siding with the pipeline owner, Energy Transfer, to allow the oil to keep moving. However, the ruling was not entirely a win for backers of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The appeals court declined to halt the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' planned environmental review. Earlier, construction of the pipeline led to often violent protests near the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Seeing some heavy traffic right now on Kellogg, and this is especially between Seneca and the Central Business District. Just some areas of fairly heavy traffic volumes out there. Something to watch for this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. You mind if I go ahead and ask a question that I already know the answer to?
Ask away, please.
All right. When it comes to late July, you know, the early August temperatures and the weather we've been experiencing, I'm sure you've been enjoying it, right, as everybody else has.
Oh, sure. Why not? Yes.
Okay, so are you ready to go back to reality? We knew it was going to happen at some point. I'm talking about heat, humidity.
You got to go back to what August is supposed to be like in South Central Kansas.
That's right.
Yeah, go ahead.
The sooner we do that, hey, the sooner it'll be fall before you know it. And we'll actually be in fall and not just get a little bit of a tease. So we do have the heat and humidity back in the forecast. I hope you're ready for what's ahead. You've been taking advantage, spending some time outside over the last week or so, because we're going to be back up to 88 today. Now, the difference is also it's not just going to be a few degrees warmer, but that humidity going back up as well. So that high of 88 feeling more like the lower 90s once we factor in that humidity. 20% chance of a shower or storm a little bit later on this morning, possibly even into the afternoon, and then we'll have to watch out for another slight chance of a shower or storm later on tonight. We're just going to continue this trend where western Kansas, we see these evening storms kind of blow up. They track through the area during the overnight, and then they eventually reach central Kansas during the morning, all the way into the midday hours. We'll have that same chance tomorrow. It looks like only a 10% chance for our Friday, as well as into the evening hours. We'll start off in the 70s and then turning even hotter, getting up to 94. Safe to say it's going to be a steamy start to our weekend out there. Saturday, another 10% chance of a shower or storm. Things still looking mainly dry. I really do feel like we just have to watch those overnight and morning hours when it comes to a rain chance for the heart of the metro. 97, though, for Saturday. Warm front lifts over us, bringing us closer to the upper 90s. 90s, 97 Monday, and it looks like middle 90s likely all the way into this time next week, but it does look drier after Sunday. Right now, we're at 69 degrees. We've got a southeast wind at 12 miles an hour and a dew point of 65. Steve, real quick, we were in the lower 60s this time yesterday with dew points in the 50s, so we're even feeling the difference already this morning.
Okay, so look at the radar, and where are the showers right now? Clear out by Dodge City? Is that the closest?
Yeah, it looks like Dodge City, Ford County, down into Clark County, and those are just slowly kind of crawling to the east, so hopefully they should lose a little bit of their punch. But definitely not expecting anything severe should one or two of those storms reach us later today.
But a little nice soft rain would be just welcome, right? There you go.
Yeah, just some non-hazardous rainfall.
There you go. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams, have you checked out the new website, hatmanjacks.com? It's a hat buying experience, unlike any other online retailer. Go see why people from around the nation make Hatman Jacks their destination at the Clock Tower in Delano and from the comfort of your home at hatmanjacks.com. 7:13 now, Steve, and 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And Hatman, I saw him the other day, saw Jack the other day. He was real excited about his new webpage and so forth. And he should be. He's having a good time with that. Check him out at 7:13 here on this date. This is August 6th, on this date in 1991, coincidentally. 1991, Ted, the World Wide Web made its public debut as a means of accessing web pages over the Internet.
And it changed the world.
Yep, changed it rather dramatically, you might say, and to the extent that even now, of course, when we were younger, the computer was usually a pretty big bulky thing that sat on a desk, or even going back further than that, it was about the size of a car or bigger. But now it can all be done with those mini electronics.
In just less than 30 years, it has completely changed the way we gather and disseminate information.
Yep, and changed the way people live their lives, too. The impact there. Communicating with my granddaughter, who were in another place last night. Just pick up the little cell phone there, and there they are. I can see their little faces, and they can see mine.
That's not the Internet.
I know, but it's on the phone. It's the web, as I call it. So I don't understand how Wi-Fi works. I know that it's like there's some sort of mysterious cloud or wave there, right?
Yeah, my mom does not know either. So you're not alone.
Well, you grew up, but electronics had wires. When we were growing up, you had to have wires. We do here too.
Look, well, sure.
There's a wire right
tons
there.
Of
there's a wire on that mouse.
Connected to everything.
And a mouse was something that, you know, ran up the wall and a cat chased it. Now, here's a mouse right here on my desk. I mean, and the whole vernacular, the language has changed dramatically. Online, for one thing. There you go. Just other examples. But I think the biggest impact for me and maybe for you professionally is the way we do this, what we're doing right now. Thinking back a few years ago, there might be a console in front of me with pretty similar to what we've got now with the buttons and so forth, but there would be a little rack there where you had your copy, which I've got right now. But also, now we've got a computer screen there, and all of our stuff is right there. Tells us when to do what. And Jad's over there operating about three or four screens at once.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all being done with computers, and I'm locking this in with the World Wide Web because I think it's all connected there. But isn't that amazing? Got an email today from somebody I never met before asking for some information that I need to give them. And I don't know how I'm going to do it because they're asking for something I don't know how to do.
Oh.
Well, so then I'm going to pass this off to somebody who does know how to do it.
Exactly.
And they'll do it for me. So I'll use email to go find an answer. But I think one of the interesting things is when we're on the air, if some question comes up in point of history or something like that, instantaneously.
Yeah.
While you're talking,
20 seconds later, you have the answer.
While you're talking, I can do something over here and find an answer. Or while I'm talking, you can find an answer. And that makes it pretty interesting. Makes it kind of fun to stay right on top of the information. We don't have to go into the other room and look through a bunch of wire service copy on a hook someplace to find out the answer, and we probably wouldn't find out anyway. But this has, like, the Encyclopedia Britannica at your fingertips at all times. Anyway, the World Wide Web.
Well, you mentioned the one thing that the Internet has destroyed. The
encyclopedia business.
Yeah.
No kidding. It's all right there. All right, it's coming up on 7:17 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. And it's time for sports with Ted Woodward this morning. Got the NBC World Series going on right now, Ted.
Yeah, we're right in the thick of things right now. Yesterday, we had day three of competition. It was four losers bracket games, so elimination was on the table for every game yesterday. And the teams that did survive were the Hattiesburg Black Sox, Houston Express, Hutchinson Monarchs, and the Rose Hill Sluggers. But the other four teams were eliminated. The action finally ended after 12:30 in the morning at X Stadium in Wichita State, so barely even 7 hours ago. Now we go into day four of competition today, and there are four games on tap. We have two losers bracket games in Hutchinson starting at 6 o'clock. And then we have two winners bracket games at Wichita State's X Stadium, also beginning at 6 o'clock. So we're down to the last four unbeaten teams. The winners bracket semifinals tonight at X Stadium, 6 o'clock. The Cheney Diamond Dogs and the Hayes Larks. Then that is followed by the Liberal BJs and the Santa Barbara Foresters. There's your slate for the National Baseball Congress World Series as competition continues today. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals are at the bottom of the American League trying to snap a losing streak, hosting the top team in the big leagues, the Chicago Cubs, at Kauffman Stadium last night. Once again, the Royals' offense sputters, and the Cubs get a 6-1 win as the Royals lose their sixth game in a row. Royals manager Mike Matheny says, got to start getting some runs.
We're going to have to figure out ways to put the pressure on the defense and to put the ball in play to where we are highly effective in those situations. And whether it's, you know, there's a few things that we've got to do extremely well. We got to make plays. We got a situation we hit really well. And today, both of those bit us.
The Royals only got five hits yesterday, four singles and a double. We've seen that time and time again throughout this early season. That's why the Royals are on a six-game losing streak. They get one more crack at the Cubs, trying to avoid a four-game sweep. 6 o'clock tonight up at Kauffman Stadium, the Royals hosting the Chicago Cubs, interleague play. Listen to that game live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In pro golf, we are finally hitting the first major of the season. It's the PGA Championship, and that gets underway today in San Francisco. Pro basketball in the NBA in the bubble in Orlando. The Toronto Raptors beat the Orlando Magic 109-99. Starting at shooting guard for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet, 8-for-13 shooting yesterday. 21 points, 10 assists. Mm.
More so good numbers.
He's scoring and he's helping other people score.
Yes, sir.
As, of course, the Raptors are the defending NBA champions, in case you've forgotten, says Doris Burke, ESPN NBA analyst.
Unequivocally. Unequivocally, they haven't been talked about enough. They use that as fuel. I had Frank Vogel say to us that he believed that they were as legitimate a threat to repeat as they are to come out of the East. So that is the level of respect inside NBA circles. I think, for all of us, fans and maybe, just casual observers, you know, they get lost a little bit. And here's what I believe. They're deep. They walk like champions. They carry themselves like champions. They know what it is to go through a several-month march to the championship. Fred VanVleet, big shot maker. Nick Nurse is one of the innovative best coaches in the league. Like, Toronto's a problem.
And they just keep winning. Raptors are on a seven-game winning streak. They are the number three team in the NBA right now. And, of course, don't forget, 1 hour from now, our daily check-in with Mitch Holthus, a play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from Chiefs training camp. So we'll talk with Mitch at about 8:15 this morning. Make sure you're here for that. It's great radio every morning at 8:15 right here with Steve and Ted.
Looking forward to it. An hour from now, Ted, 7:21. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Fox News meteorologist wants COVID investigation. And Rush is going to tell us about that. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.